It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on your show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the 8-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skin. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the ATL, how are things happening in your world?
Lee, always a pleasure to see you. We spent some quality time last week. You and I traveled to the great city of New York.
Yes, quite a city they have there. I think it's going to catch on. I think people are going to move there.
We had a good time. Always a lot of fun to go up there in New York City.
Yes.
The weather, we didn't get the optimal weather as we were hoping, like we did last year when it was when the bomb, they had that big bomb scare.
Yeah.
And then
the bombing brings out the best weather.
Yeah, it was a little chilly, but nonetheless, we had a great time. We went up to New York City to be part of the New York City Publicity Summit. People come up there from far, near and far to just have the opportunity to sit in front of us for a couple of minutes to pitch an idea about coming on our show.
Yeah, that's where we get a handful of our guests every
year. We get some guests from there. And we always have a lot of fun going up there. And so that's Steve Harrison's group. They do a great job, and we had a great time. So once again, thanks for inviting us. You know, it was weird. This I have to talk about because, you know.
The guy Steve Harkin?
No, was our guy. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What is weird is we were there. And on the guest list we saw was one of our good friends, Jennifer Nicole. We thought alleged good friends, Jennifer Nicole. You might have seen her on TV. She's pitching
infomercials.
She does I think it's an ab twister or something like that. She's been on TV. She's a very, very attractive, beautiful lady. She's out of South Beach, down in Miami. Very, very attractive. And we've talked to her on the air. We've gotten her posters. We have calendars of her. And I thought this would be our opportunity
to see her in person,
talk to her.
For the first time.
Exactly.
We've known her for years.
I was excited that potentially we get a chance to see her. And what happens? We see that even on our guest list.
She signed up to meet us.
She signed us to come say hi.
I was excited.
I was excited too. I was so excited. And lo and behold, there was a no-show. She didn't even come by.
She snubbed us. And you know what? In my mind, she makes us. We're now frenemies.
What's that? What's a frenemy?
A frenemy is a friend enemy. She is now a frenemy of us.
We don't have enemies. Do we have enemies?
I don't think we have enemies. We have frenemies. This is like the
somebody you
Lindsay
think is a
Lohan,
friend.
Britney Spears.
We don't know them.
That's how their relationships are.
Oh,
together.
So you're trying to show me what a frenemy would be like.
Exactly.
I see. So you're saying
well, like friendly but little backstabbing, you know, little Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie.
I was thinking maybe we would have dinner, we'd go out, we may even share a workout or something would happen where we'd bond a little bit more. But she didn't even come by to say hello. Now, I don't know what the reason. I was trying to come up with a reason for this.
I think she saw me and, you know, we had, you know, a little thing.
I didn't see her in the audience. I was trying to find her. I didn't see her.
Well, I thought the one lady was her, but it wasn't her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The one lady.
The one that was like kind of the model-y kind of person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The one. I can't remember her name.
Right. But I thought that was her.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. But right, she was that right. I thought that could have been potentially her too.
And but it wasn't. That's why I was a little surprised. I was taken aback.
Right.
So we have a frenemy. I'm so excited about this. You have no idea.
We also had the rare opportunity, which was really like when we saw this both for some reason both Lee and I had the same response when we got a chance to meet the Mayflower Madam.
Yes.
Sydney.
And she didn't lead with being the Mayflower.
Sydney, what's her name?
Biddle Barrows.
Biddle Barrows.
She was Heidi Fleiss before Heidi Fleiss.
Right. She was a high-profile...
Madam.
In New York City.
Heidi Fleiss was the West Coast.
Right. She was the West Coast. And it was years ago.
It was way before
But
that.
Wasn't it so funny how we were both so excited to see her?
Exactly.
To meet her?
She was very nice.
And she's pitching some coaching, personal coaching?
And it has nothing to do with prostitution.
And me and Billy were like, you got to be kidding me.
She'll come on the show. We'll get her.
Yeah, we got to get her on the show.
That's a good one. But getting back to Jennifer Nicole Lee, I would like our listeners to go to her Twitter or to her blog and say, "What's up? Why are you snubbing Dr. Fitness and Fat
What
Guy?
Happened with you and Dr. Yeah, what happened?
And is this like a thing? I think she's probably trying to use this to kind of further her career by being a frenemy with us.
A frenemy?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think she is.
I'm
excited.
I was very disappointed.
So I want our listeners to do something and ask her what's going on.
I was disappointed. And I think the only way to really make up for this is if she invites us down to South Beach
and hang out.
For a sit-down.
And exactly.
Or for a sit-down. That's the
Maybe
only thing.
Maybe some mojitos on the beach.
Down at South Beach, you know, that's the only thing I think that can rectify the situation.
Exactly. So, and I expect first-class treatment. She has those relationships with those hotels down there. So I expect a plane ride and a hotel.
We
South
expect
Beach.
Eating Well magazine courtesy, correct?
Exactly.
That's the kind of treatment we want. Eating Well magazine treatment. When we went there, we sat down with them. They cooked us a meal, right?
Exactly.
We sat down with everyone in the organization. We introduced us to everyone in the organization. They showed us where they cook, where they grow stuff in the backyard of the magazine. And they made a meal, and they showed us how they shoot the fruits and the veggies, everything.
More.
We expect
South
more.
Beach.
The other thing that stood out in my mind in our trip, this was actually one of the funniest things. This is actually one of the highlights of the trip for me. We went down there with our buddy Stone, yes. And we took him to Ben's Deli, correct?
Yes.
And you know, Stone isn't Jewish. And he's not aware of a lot of the.
I don't think anyone named Stone is Jewish.
Yeah, I don't think I have to tell any. If someone's named Stone, I don't have to say he's Jewish or not Jewish. But Ben's Deli is one of these old time kosher restaurants. We took him there, and he wanted to experience what it was like eating.
And
at
he
a place
did
like,
try different things.
This is what I love about him. I could never be like him. You know, you know how I was saying he was so open to trying stuff?
Yeah, that was.
I would never be that open to trying. Oh yeah, try this and try that. He was open to everything. And but he did the thing that was crazy is that he got some pastrami, right?
Yes.
He got what I got. He ordered what I ordered.
Right.
Right?
He followed
and
your
he
lead.
Put salt and pepper on it. And that was crazy, right? We had to flag him for that.
And he was looking for the mayo.
Yeah. Right, he was looking for the mail. So, but that was a lot of fun. And he loved the knish and he loved the...
Latke.
Loved a lot of that stuff. So thanks, Stone, for coming with us. Had a great time there as well. So I left you on, what, Friday?
Yeah, and you blew me off because you were going to some Bob Seger concert.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. I'll talk about Bob Seger because that was really a lot of fun. But tell me about you. So you told me you walked 12 miles?
Yes.
Is impressive. That what it said on your Fitbit?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so full of crap.
No, I love the Fitbit.
There's no way it was 12 miles.
Yes, I walked
You got
12
credit
miles.
For 12 miles?
Yes, we walked. I mean, during that weekend, we walked quite a bit. We went from our hotel, the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is on 32nd, and we went to Central Park. That's like... 59th, right? We did that with you.
20 blocks.
That's
yeah. That was
that
the distance.
Was a walk too.
Yeah,
and then the next day, Stone and I went from our hotel 32nd all the way downtown, and then we went to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, and along the way, you had to stop and eat somewhere. And pretzels. They have pretzels along the way when you're going that far down.
We had pretzels not that day, but we did eat street food.
What about chestnuts? Oh, he likes that kebab, right?
He likes the meat.
The kebab.
That smell of the meat he likes.
Yeah, that smell of that meat. I like the chestnut smell, and I like the pretzel smell, but I don't know if I can go with that. It seems like you guys walked 12 miles. I'm going to have to get the accuracy check on that Fitbit and see what's going on. We also walked a little bit down towards Central Park, and we cut over to the Apple Store. And the Apple Store was a lot of fun. And, you know, if people haven't been to the city or they haven't been to the new Apple Store, that's something to go to. It looks like a big glass cubicle from the outside. And
Were those noise-canceling headphones? Were those amazing?
Oh, my God.
We were in the middle of
I think I can wear them for the
camera. I'm going to wear them every day just
those
to walk
awesome.
Around the world.
Yeah, I know. They block you out of everything.
Right. You're in the store.
But you know how they say, like, it's 80% noise? I want to know the ones that, like, block out I want the best there could possibly
be. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love those noise-canceling headphones, too, especially on a plane. You know, yeah. I had a screaming baby sat behind me the entire way going to New York. So so you walked around about 12 miles and...
Yeah, we saw everything.
You saw everything.
Ground Zero. We saw, you know, the Wall Street. We saw Little Italy, Chinatown.
How was the accommodations of the hotel? Were you able to sleep, or were there people banging, noises, anything going on there? Everything was cool?
I thought, you know, I've stayed at different places. I've stayed in Times Square. I've stayed in downtown, you know, the financial district. I think that hotel is perfectly situated. It's right in the middle.
Heart of everything.
Right.
So and it's a great street because that street runs through everything.
You don't even have to get off that street.
Right. You can see so much just on, what, 32nd? Was it 32nd or 33rd?
7th and 32nd.
Yeah, that was... and plus, you're right across the street from the Penn Station.
So you can go even more places.
Right, you go to a lot of different places. Easy to get to. And you're right across the street from Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Which is the mecca, the sports mecca in New York City. And did the Rangers play? Were they playing there?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
I know they were in the playoffs. I got to go see Bob Seger.
Was the Silver Bullet Band there?
The Silver Bullet Band was with
Bob Seger.
Copper
Bullet Band? Was it the real Silver Bullet
Band? It was. But guess, this was the most amazing thing. Guess who opened the show?
Peter Frampton.
You remember the band called the Hooters?
No.
Get out of here. Come on. And we danced.
They didn't make it to the
Day by Day, all those songs?
No.
All You Zombies? Come on. Go to Google. Go to iTunes and pick some of those songs. Anyway, Hooters were a big band in the 80s. I guess maybe not that big, but they were big.
Maybe in the Northeast.
They were They were a band out of Philadelphia. So I haven't heard about them, having listened to their songs in over 20 years. So to hear them play, they were great. They sounded great. And the thing is, they were so happy to be on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
They were so happy. Like,
paying gigs.
It doesn't seem like they're actually playing a lot, if at all. And they sounded great, and it was a lot of fun. But Bob Seger, man, this guy.
Could still bring it?
He could still bring it. He's really? Unbelievable. Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing about Mr. Seger. This is the difference between Bob Seger and Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Bob Seger had to stop.
Yeah, he needs a break.
He needed a cigarette break.
Exactly.
Bruce Springsteen is not
he's a big guy.
He's real Americana. He's not going to the gym, working out.
I don't think Bob Seger is.
Bob Seger's not doing that. Bruce is. Bob Seger's still drinking a little bit. He's smoking a little bit. But he had this is the funniest thing. He had to take a cigarette break during a song, and then he changed his shirt. After he did that, he came back and said, "We're going to take a short break. Now I'm going to change my clothes." He was already changed.
I think he
had to take another cigarette break.
Wow.
Yeah, but he sounded great.
How long did he play for?
He played 2 hours. Played 2 hours. And they're playing a lot of their old stuff. I think what he's doing now is he's got a lot of old demos that he's releasing.
Right.
Maybe on his site, maybe on iTunes. But he doesn't have an album per se that's coming out, but he sounded great. And guess what I did, Lee?
What?
I have...
Got a t-shirt?
No, I didn't get a t-shirt. And I was talking about this with my friend. You remember how valuable the concert shirt was? And you wanted to get that you couldn't wait to get it and wear it the next day
right after the show.
You wanted to wear it right there. Kids, do you ever see kids walking around today with any concert shirts?
Because they're $50. The shirts when we were there was like $5.
But you would never get the ones outside. You always get the ones outside. Remember outside like $10 or $5? Or you get like four of them because they were so cheap?
Yeah, because it's some kid in his garage, you know, silkscreened the last album cover
and put it on
the bottom.
Right. But they're not. But anyway, so I just want to let you know, I have started, I went out, I bought another guitar.
Really?
Yeah. And I bought a three-quarter guitar. A three-quarter guitar is a traveling guitar, meaning it's that the neck is smaller. The frets are smaller because I have small hands, and that was one of the big things that was keeping me from learning. So it's supposed to come in tomorrow. I have a guitar lesson tonight. I have rejuvenated my guitar career.
Wow.
And this time it's real because let me tell you something. I'm 45.
You got to do it now.
I got to do it now. I'm starting to see gray hair. I got to do it now. So
you're going to try to be a performer?
Yeah. I'm going to try to. The first goal is to learn how to play. I can sing already. I know I can sing.
I can write songs. If you can, I'm good at that.
What are you talking about?
I'm a good lyricist.
Well, what do you mean you're good? How do you know you're good?
I've written jingles.
You've written jingles?
Yeah.
Songs?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No. I had a jingle that ran for years.
You can write lyrics and a song.
Well, you've been writing this for music. Me? I can't do music.
I know
music.
You did greeting cards. I know you did greeting cards. When did you write lyrics?
I did the Alouette cheese jingle that ran for several years.
Alouette? How did it go?
It's a cheese that sold at grocery stores.
You're kidding me. No. You got to get me a copy of this. Can you get it? Can I find it on Google? Can you run that thing right now?
Well, you can find it on Google, yes. I can show you the link and you can play it.
You're kidding me.
I swear.
Can you send it to me on my phone?
Yes, I can.
You got to send me that. That is classic. How do I not know that?
How do you not know
that? Oh, my God.
I'm multi-talented.
Well, to answer your question, if you write the lyrics, I'll sing the songs. But I don't know how to write music. I don't know how to read music. I have to do all that
stuff.
Well,
if you just come up with the rhythm of it, I'll write the stuff to it.
You know me, just like with my wellness mess, I'm going to steal the...
Perfect.
I'm going to steal the rhythm.
Tell me the song it sounds like, and I'll copy that.
Okay, well, we'll try to do that. Okay, Lee. Well, I want to. It is a privilege and an honor to have our next guest on with us today. We have with us Jill Miller.
The Jill Miller?
The Jill Miller. She is the creator of Yoga Tune Up, and this blends yoga, calisthenics, self massage. That's going to be interesting because I can't stand massaging myself. It does, never feels the same like it does.
I thought that makes you blind.
It never feels the same that when it's like someone else massaged me. And also corrective exercises.
I don't know. The nun said that makes you blind.
It does? Well, we're Jewish. How would we know about what nuns say? And she has also appeared on the Today Show, Fox TV, ABC. It sounds like a lot of celebrities are using this. Ryan Seacrest, Hugh Jackman, and you know what he looks like. And Sarah Jessica Parker. I wonder if she's actually worked out with these people. That sounds like a cool workout day. What do you think? Like doing a group workout? Hugh Jackman, Ryan Seacrest, and Sarah Jessica Parker all together, and you're doing yoga with them?
Hugh Jackman carries Ryan Seacrest in his yoga bag.
Anyway, Jill, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you. I know it's probably early L.A. time right now. Did you already do your yoga this morning?
You know, I've done a little bit. I just got those new Vibrams, and so I'm walking around the house. I'm using them for traction and now creating new yoga tune-up poses using the grip of the shoes, yeah.
How is that working out for you? Because we've tried those. I've tried actually to run in them, and... Nah, it didn't really work out for me, but I can see how they work out for other people.
Well, you know, I didn't get the five finger. I've got the
four.
The mitten style.
Right.
So, you know, my toes are very dexterous. Everything that I practice is about helping you to learn to use your joint system and to be able to individuate joints. So I do enough stuff with my little toes alone. So I'm happy to have a mitten inside the shoes.
So
right now,
when you say that, when you're very dexterous with your feet, do you actually like pick up tennis balls and do exercises with your feet?
Well, I created something called the Yoga Tune-Up Therapy Ball, which is, it's not going to make you blind, I promise you, but it will help you to find your blind spots. And blind spots are the areas of your body that are underused, overused, misused, or abused from in your fitness practice or a habit in life, or maybe you have scar tissue. And so they're the size of a tennis ball,
okay,
but they have yield and they have grip. And so the ball actually grips you back. It grabs a hold of your skins and connective tissue, so it massages you all the way to the bone. And yes, I do use them on my feet quite regularly because you've got 25% of the bones of your body are in your foot. And so just by rolling them underneath your feet, you start to stimulate the whole body awakens and becomes more alive. You can use your toes like you can use your fingers, but for most of us, they're pretty dead because we trap them in shoes or we wear high heels or we have really bad... our jobs don't permit us to use our feet the
right
way they were designed.
Right. We cover them up. We kind of act like they're not even part of our body until nighttime when we uncover them and go, oh, those are my toes. Right. They're locked away with the socks and the shoes. You don't even know they exist until the very end. So
it's true. I think most people get more stimulation from their toes when they're getting a pedicure than they do from anything else. And, that's just too bad. And the rest of our body is like that also. In Yoga Tune-Up, we try to service sort of the underserviced tissues or the underserved connections to all of these joint interfaces, talking to the tendons, the fascias, and the muscle relationships so that the whole body wakes up so you can live better in it.
So, Jill, we want to get to Yoga Tune-Up, but before we do that, take me through a day. Like that's a day for someone that's an expert like yourself. What is something? How do you practice and things that you do? Like when you wake up, or do you do more than one workout per day? Or what's something like? What's your routine that you do?
I wake up. First thing I do is I drink about 10 ounces of water. I hit water immediately, hydrate immediately. Then I go downstairs. I connect with my dogs. We go for a long walk while my oatmeal pot is on. my husband and I take the dogs out for a walk. And when I'm walking, I'm being, of course, conscious of connecting with my dog pack, but I'm also working on my posture. So I'm an awareness junkie. I love being aware of my environment. I love being aware of movement through space. And so I'll already start basically working out while I'm walking, but it's not going to look like, you know, someone doing speed walking or power walking. It's going to look even weirder. I may walk sideways. I may...
Right.
Yeah, I do really weird stuff. Or I'll look for areas on the ground that have uneven texture so that just like, I mean, these shoes are amazing because you can actually feel the ground through them. It doesn't block you from the ground. So I'm always looking for a way to become more aware in my body as it relates to the environment. So I'll take a walk with my dogs, then I'll come back home. I'll eat. I'll do some communication on the computer. I'll talk to students. I'll be just doing basic work, and then I'll hit my workout.
Oh, so this, you haven't even gotten to the workout yet. This is like the warm up. This is like the pre Jill Miller day, and now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of the workout. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I let my food digest, and then what I start doing is I start making movements with all of my joints. And so my program is called Yoga Tune-Up, and what we really look at is the three P's, pain, posture, and performance. So I want to look at where I may be feeling stiff or where there might be a little bit of a nugget of pain, a blind spot we call it, and I'll use my Yoga Tune-Up therapy balls to give myself a little bit of self-massage, not to go blind, but to find a blind spot, a little bit of self-massage, and then the next thing I'll usually take a look at or I'll usually explore in my own body is the connection between my psoas and my diaphragm. And I know that sounds complicated, but our respiratory diaphragm and our psoas really create an under armor inside the body for optimum posture. And so I have specific exercises that I do that isolate the respiratory diaphragm and help to make sure that my psoas is behaving well with its attachments on the lumbar spine. Am I getting too complicated?
No, but there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than a psoas that does not behave. I will tell you that right now. Any psoas.
So if you don't have a psoas, you can't do the.
You have one. You have one, Lee.
You've got two, and they're fabulous. But they, what I like to say to my students is, as does the psoas, so does the rest of the body. So if the psoas is kinked, if the psoas is restricted, if you've got knots in any of the fibers of the psoas, it's going to hurt your hip, it's going to hurt your lower back, and it's going to impede your breath. So you won't be able to actually ultimately relax well.
Now, are there things that I know that we have the Yoga Tune-Up, the DVD, but on your website, or I should say the Yoga Tune-Up website, you have little videos of exercises to do.
Yeah, the quick fix.
Quick fix, right. Is that what it's called? I'm sorry, what was it again?
Yeah, so we have a whole program called the Yoga Tune-Up Quick Fix RX.
Quick Fix.
Which takes you through the entire body. These are 5 and 10 minute sequences that really zero in on common areas where people hold tension and pain. So we have a 5 and 10 minute sequence for the neck, for the shoulders, the upper back, lower back. We just created a video called Kneehab, and I made it in honor of my mother who just had her knee replaced. So we have a Quick Fix RX Kneehab, feet and ankles. I think I said wrists and hands already. And then quick fixes for relaxation. Yes, you can actually relax
now,
quickly.
Now, Jill, Dr. Fitness always has a neck problem. Can you kind of walk him through?
More than a neck problem. I have low back, my feet.
Well, let's start at the neck.
Jill, Dr. Fitness here is closer to the breaking brain. Down. I'm holding on with spit and glue.
It's because your mind is so full and it thinks so much and you wear those
you don't know him very well
headphones.
You don't know
I just got the noise canceling headphones too, and I tell you, you know, because I fly back and forth across the country a lot teaching my seminars, I love my noise canceling headphones because they, you know, they keep the sound out, but boy did they make your neck muscles work.
So
we get, you know, there are these little things from our environment that will create agony in our neck. You know, one of the worst things is obviously sitting in front of your computer staring at your enemy or your financials at a flat screen that doesn't give back to you while you're tapping away at this sort of dead plastic substance. Now, that's also not giving you really good feedback. So, you know, back in the day, right, if we're going back through evolution, you know, the enemy was on the horizon. It was way far away. Our eyes had to focus way far away. But because we're so short-sighted now, right, our focus is just about this 18-inch thing in front of us, we're not using our neck muscles fully because our eyes are locked at our computer monitors. So there's lots of quick fixes that I have that people can do at their desks to help address range of motion in the neck. Just to, it's like giving yourself a shower inside your neck while you're at your desk.
Oh, I like that.
Totally helps. Yeah.
I like that. That sounds good.
So can you walk us through one? Out. Can you do one?
Yeah. What would be a good example, Jill, of something that you know, in terms of restoring range of motion to the neck? Is there something you can give us a real quickie?
Let's do one to target the levator scapula. That's the Schreger muscle. That's the muscle that you use to hold your cell phone up to your
I'm going to do this right now as I'm sitting on the show. Right
Everyone
now.
Should be
right.
doing this, so except that you in the car.
Take your left hand.
Okay, got the
Even
left.
Even in the car. I'll give you a car one, too, so we'll do two real quick. So take your left hand, place it underneath your left bun, palm facing onto the seat. So you've actually nailed your hand underneath.
Got you.
Okay, then take your right hand,
reach
it around, overhead, like your headset, hold on to your left ear and slowly draw the right ear towards the right shoulder. All right? Now, without getting aggressive, I want you to press the left hand deeper into the seat and then try to press your left ear up into your right hand without breaking your neck. So you're going to give yourself about 20% of resistance here.
Ooh, this feels good.
And so basically you're tractioning the neck. And then
switch.
You can tilt the chin down towards your chest just a smidge, and you relocate your hand slightly further behind the ear, and same thing. The left hand is pressing into the chair. The right hand presses back into the head.
Uh-oh, Dr. Fitness's head fell off.
That's great. That's a Jill, that's awesome. So
that's a
great stretch.
One, and then those of you who are driving, I do this all the time. So you're sitting in your car seat. You hold onto your steering wheel. Please keep your eyes on the road. What I want you to do is draw your chin towards your throat slightly and then press the back of your skull against the seat really firmly. And that's going to elongate those suboccipitals and the erector spinae. Those are the guys that go into agony while we're sitting at our desk and our head just keeps hanging further and further forward. So you can traction your head while you're driving, and then you can make little tiny turn to the right and still keep that same kind of pressure, and little tiny turn to the left, same kind of pressure against the car seat, and there you've just done traction on yourself.
So even little isometric contractions actually help a lot with trying to trying to stimulate the, certain mechanoreceptors in the neck and make the neck feel a lot better just by, you know, the things that you're talking about. What about if you know if you're pressing against the back of the seat? Could you use your hand on the side of your head as well to do something lateral?
Look, I don't know how you guys drive in Atlanta, but in LA, if you don't have both hands on the steering wheel, they think you're on your cell phone. But you can do that at the stop sign. Absolutely. So you take your hand to the side of the head, you press your hand in your head into your hand. You can take the hand on a full tour of your skull, and you just think about. You just create resistance wherever that hand is touching. You can even go to the top of your head. I love to do that. So you press the skull into the hands on top, or you can press into the top of the car.
Right.
This is, of course, your stop. The emergency brake is on. but, yeah, that's one way of working those neck muscles to give you that rain shower in the neck.
Now, Jill, I will tell you, this is the interesting thing I've noticed about people that do yoga and versus other exercises. When I go to the gym and I see people walking in and out of the yoga part of the facility, everybody looks different, better. Like they look, they're wearing those yoga pants. They're kind of sleek looking people. When I see people, like when I look at runners don't always look the best.
They always look like they're in pain.
Right. And then if I look at the weightlifters, those guys look even crazier. Those, you know, they're all puffed out and it looks like they're real tight and look like they're in pain, constant pain. The yoga people look like they got
very calm.
They're very calm. They're very,
I teach something called yoga tune-up. So I'm really familiar with both the yoga community and the fitness community. We're a kind of a bridge between the two. And the thing that the yoga people have on the fitness people is they know how to access their parasympathetic nervous system. They know how to down-regulate. In other words, they know how to chill. They know how to relax. And it's super important for our health and for our healing processes, for our ability to sleep well, to digest well, that we tap into the relaxation systems of the body and not just the arousal systems and the grab it and go and the rush it, you know, rush it and crush it stuff. And so it's important to have a balance between both. So sometimes the yoga people actually, they can go way over the edge and they can lose their ability to have fast twitch responses. I know because I was that. I over-meditated, not over-medicated, I over-meditated. And I overstretched myself to such a degree that I became lax in all of my tissues, started having joints slipping in and out. That wasn't a good scenario. So I actually had to relearn how to strengthen myself joint by joint, and that's why I created my system yoga tune-up so that you know, people who just fall in love with stretching and the relaxation stuff, they actually need some of the strength stuff. They need some of the postural improvement and not just to keep going towards overdoing end range and so on. While the strength people and the cardio people could really benefit from learning how to access length in their tissues, access relaxation, the relaxation response through meditation and through breathing.
I thought it might be that when you go into the yoga studios, that they size you up, they look at you and go, you don't have the right you don't have the right body type. But you go over with the weightlifters, big guy over there, and no, so it's not that. You're just saying it's there. They can access their parasympathetic nervous system and relax and do that. That's what do you think about that, Lee?
I thought they were just all high.
They are high. No, I mean, but that's the point. They overdose on CO2, and it makes you feel blissed out. It's awesome, and everybody can get there.
So now, tell me a little bit about. I want to hear also about your personal experience with yoga and how you got there. I know that you were able to overcome eating disorder with it. How did you get started in yoga? Were you doing other stuff as well? Were you involved in sports and other?
Oh, gosh, no. I was the fat kid.
You're kidding me.
I was totally a little chubby bubby. Yeah, I mean, I heard you guys talk about knishes and latkes earlier and started drooling. I'm a little Jew girl from the South.
You're kidding me.
I'm originally from New Orleans, and my mom is, you know, she's the director of a synagogue in New Orleans.
Holy smokes. You grew up with all the Jewish soul food as well.
Yeah, I had all of it against me. For, you know, the Jew, the dad's the doctor, the mom with the food. And so, you know, I had to really, I had to find myself. I had to crawl into my own skin. And my first way into my own skin was actually destroying myself by becoming anorexic and bulimic. And that was actually my path in to, you know, recognizing I needed... I was trying to soothe myself, and I found yoga very early. I'm very lucky that sort of in tandem, which is kind of a weird thing, in tandem with my eating disorder was this discovery of yoga and dance and movement. And I discovered the Jane Fonda workout and the Raquel Welch yoga video and yoga journal. And so these media pieces became my salvation and help me to get empowered in my body. So my journey through the eating disorders was, boy, it was a lot of learning to accept myself and learning to truly feel physical impulses and feel my emotions. So this all comes part and parcel with slowing down and not running away from, you know, from stress.
Right. Now, Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Then I went to college at Northwestern, and I studied dance movement. And, of course, I was full-time in college, but I discovered a massage studio nearby, and I started studying shiatsu massage. And that led me eventually to work at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies, which is a big, big institute in upstate New York. And at age 19, I met my mentor, Glenn Black, who is a master body worker and yoga therapist. And he took me under his wing, and I've been mentored by him for the last 20 years. And my system, Yoga Tune-Up, really is an homage to the type of body work he does, which is called body tuning. We always combine self-care and self-massage in the context of our conscious movement classes.
So I'm sure this was so welcomed with your family back in New Orleans, hence the journey to L.A. to be fully embraced by that community.
It gets weirder, though. It does get weirder because then we moved to Santa Fe, and my parents opened up a solar business. So we went
We
went to Santa Fe. It's a long story, but I was exposed to yoga actually in Santa Fe, not in New Orleans, which makes a lot of sense, right?
Right, right.
Well, I want to know if you can make Kanish Etouffee.
Oh, my goodness. My mother probably could.
She probably could do that. So now tell us also, what is it like when you know, you're doing this stuff, you're getting recognized for it, and then they ask you to come on the Today Show? What is that experience like? Because when you're going on the Today Show, Jill, you're not going on there like Ann Curry, and you have to be in like little clothes, you know, like you have to be like probably in the leotards and something like a yoga outfit, right?
Well, you see that you've got the cover of my video. I'm in little skimpy, you know,
right,
yoga fitness clothes. But I got to disappoint you. It wasn't actually me on the Today Show. It was my yoga tune-up balls.
Oh.
It was my product made it onto the Today Show.
Okay.
My yoga tune-up therapy balls were presented by Terry Trespicio, who's the editor of Whole Living. She's a huge fan, and she brought our balls on and showed them to Katie Lee and Hoda, and they started rubbing them all over their bodies. So it was my balls.
We're going to have to get the
balls on next week.
We're going to have to get the balls. We're going to have to see these balls. Well, so tell us, so on the website, we can get the DVD. We can also get the balls there as well. What's the name of the website as well?
So it's yogatuneup.com, yogatuneup.com, and you can get the Yoga Tune-Up Therapy Ball kits there that will guide you into self-massage routines. You can get the quick fix there. We have an at-home program that takes somebody who's never moved all the way through 2 years of practice. It's a monthly subscription service. There's also something for athletes called the post-athletic stretch routines. We have the knee hab, which is brand new, and that's for people who want to improve performance in their knee, whether they're pre-surgery, post-surgery, or whether you're an elite athlete who's just missing the continuities between the ankle and the hip.
And now, you're doing a lot of traveling, doing classes all over the place. Now, where are you going to be? Do you ever come to Atlanta? That's where we're at.
You know, I know you're in Atlanta. I haven't come to Atlanta. I have a teacher. One of my yoga tune-up teachers teaches in New Orleans. We've got the closest we've got right now, we've got some stuff scheduled for Tennessee. It's not that close.
But that's not that far.
Tennessee, and I'll be in Florida teaching at the ECA conference in Miami. But I'm in New York every other month. I'm always in New York, it seems, when I'm not in L.A. Teaching. So that's kind of close. You guys were just in New York.
Yeah, we were just in New York, absolutely. Well, the website is yogatuneup.com. It has been such a pleasure talking to you. Great information. I really enjoy just doing that little stretch in my seat. I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going to also do the DVD as well. And I really appreciate you coming on and taking some time with us today, Jill. And we'd love
I
to have
so
you,
appreciate it.
Well, we'd love to have you back on and wish your parents a happy Passover for us as well. Right, Lee?
Oh, Chag Sameach, everybody.
There you go.
Everyone can get a free video, 5-minute video, if they go to yogatuneup.com.
And if they mention Chag Sameach, right? If they put that in the
– spell
that. If they can spell it.
Pass on the
Horosis. Right. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Jill. Have a great day.
Take care. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care. That is Jill Miller. Check her out at yogatuneup.com.
Good stuff, Lee.
You
and
liked
when,
that stretch, didn't you?
I loved it. It was really, really good. I'm really into it. I'm into yoga. I think I might even try doing some yoga now, too.
Really? You finished the dance classes, so you can move on. You got something else to do.
Figure the dance classes.
Do something else with your wife.
Maybe I can do that with my wife. That's a good idea. Also, when you're online, check out Jill Miller at yogatuneup.com. Check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. We are stuck at like 580 friends. I don't know what the hell is going on with our Facebook page, but
we were supposed to be at 1,000.
I don't know
just
why
FYI.
We can't get friends. I see lots of people out there that have lots of friends. We don't have any friends.
We have 580, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Maybe we have deeper relationship friends. Maybe our friends really, really are friends. Maybe everyone else has acquaintances, and we are really have a lot of like really good friends.
You know, do you think if Facebook called them acquaintances, it would have been easier to get?
Acquaintances.com?
Or just acquaintances instead of friends.
Yeah, maybe. I think
maybe
so.
That's what we need.
Lower also, the bar. Follow me on Twitter at DrFitness6 and follow the fat guy at @fatguy. And do you ever put any funny things in there?
No.
You don't. You're not any. No comedy.
No.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
What is
this
it?
Is the only time to get comedy for me is on this show.
You don't want to work for free.
You know? Sorry, those days are over. I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to just throw out the comedy.
Right.
Gratis.
People
got
to
like
pay.
That,
they have to pay for that. That's not.
Look, if they
want to
call me out with a credit card, call me up. You know, I'll do a bit.
That's right. Also, check out our new book. Not really new anymore. It's people are just finding out about it now. That's for sure. And it's called 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. By Turner Publishing. You can buy it anywhere. You can go into Barnes & Noble. You can go to Borders. Or you can go to Amazon.com, pick it up. And sometimes we actually give them away on our website for free if you become one of our friends. If you're not a friend.
Not the actual copy, the advanced reader copy.
Yeah, the ones that had problems in. If there were some spelling mistakes.
That one's got typos, you know, pages are missing. That's the one we give away for free.
Right. The one that doesn't have any mistakes, that's going to cost you. But we occasionally do give away DVDs. Actually, we have a little contest that we're going to be doing today.
Oh, we're going to do the Twitter contest?
Yeah, we're going to do the Twitter contest today, and we're actually going to give away something.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Ready to do it?
You do it. You're the king of this one.
All right. Once again, we are doing this Twitter thing until we get it right. I don't even know what happened last time, who won, or if any of us got it right.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I missed the update. I was out of town last week. I have no idea what happened. Contact Megan.
Okay.
That's my rule of thumb on this.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay, this is the contest. I will give you three tweets from people, and I will give you their Twitter handle, and then...
But we don't know their real... Some of these, I can tell who their names...
I don't know who they are.
You don't know who these other people
are?
I
know one of them. I don't know the other one.
Yeah, the other ones I don't know either.
But that makes this game fun.
Okay.
So the tweeters are at Kirstie Alley...
That's Kirstie Alley.
I'm assuming that's Kirstie Alley.
Has she been verified?
Probably. Next is at Bookie Boo. And lastly, we have at Skinny Jeans. Now, we interviewed Skinny Jeans personally.
I don't know if that's that Skinny. I don't know if it's the same one.
So I don't know who any of these people are, except Kirstie Alley. And I will give you the tweets now, and you have to match the tweet to the tweeter. You ready?
But how would you know the other one if you don't know who they are? At least Kirstie Alley, you
have
some
excuses.
Idea.
Don't make excuses. I don't want to hear excuses. We make things happen on this show.
All right. Start
making something happen.
Okay.
The first tweet is, whenever I have a stressful day, I go do a real high-intensity run till I can't almost breathe to burn off steam. Works every time.
That's definitely not
Kirstie Alley.
I have no idea. Number two. Can you really get electrocuted using an iPhone in the bathtub? Tell me you are kidding. Tell me. And altogether in this tweet, there are seven exclamation points and three question marks.
Okay.
And lastly, oh dear, my children have stripped off their clothes and are screaming, naked day. They want me to join. Should I? This is pure comedy. Since I only know one of the three, I can probably guess who hers is. I'll go first, since you're still thinking.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the electrocuted in the iPhone is Kirstie Alley.
Oh, man, again, we're going to be different. Okay.
Okay, number two, I think... I have no idea who these people are, so I don't even know if they have kids or not. I'm going to say Bookie Boo is number one.
That's wrong.
The stressful day. I don't know who they are. It's just a guess. So then I'm saying this is this. And then lastly, my children have stripped off their clothes. Oh, no, you're right. That's wrong. I'm switching that. Skinny Jeans.
Ah, dude.
Skinny Jeans is that one. And then Bookie Boo is the kids.
That they're naked? Naked Day is Skinny Jeans?
Yes.
Okay, here I go.
No, Naked Day is Bookie Boo.
Stressful Day is
Skinny Jeans.
I'm going to start in the correct order, which is the first one. Whenever I have a stressful day, that's going to be Skinny Jeans.
Okay, so you agree with me.
Can you really get electrocuted using an iPhone? That's Bookie Boo.
That's wrong.
And then Kirstie Alley is the one with Naked Day. It's pure comedy.
No.
That's what I think.
Does she have kids?
Yeah. Yes, she has kids.
Really?
All right.
We're going to post these. I'm sure they're going to be posted on our Facebook page. They're going to be posted on our blog. You guys vote. If amongst the people who correctly guess this, they will win stuff.
Lee, before we go, I want there's one article I wanted to talk about before we get out of here today.
Oh, I got an also, article too.
Oh, you got an article too?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. You want to go first? You want to talk about it first?
I will go first because it's good news.
But first of all, before we do that, make sure you go also to our website. We had some really good wellness minutes this week. Go check them out. Each day we put out a wellness minute, a 3 to 5 minute little snippet of some healthy tips on eating fitness or something else.
Eating fitness? Yes.
Eating or fitness or something like that. But check it out as well.
All right. Here's my news. It was from New York because we were just in New York. I saw it there. Good news. The state officials in New York are not going to be regulating freeze tag. Okay? There was...
They're not regulating... It's freeze tag like freeze? Like you play the game?
You're now allowed to play kickball, wiffle ball, and tag. They're no longer at risk. Previously, state health officials had a proposal that said you couldn't play those at day camp.
They're dangerous?
There's a significant risk of injury, they said. And that they needed to be regulated more closely.
You can get hurt playing those?
Look, I'm just telling you what the government was trying to protect us from Red Rover and kickball. But thankfully, this summer, you can relax. At least through this summer, they're not going to regulate those dangerous kids' games anymore.
Can we get rid of these morons? The government morons. What is going on?
That is some scary stuff.
Can't they just get different jobs?
Look, if you're playing tag, some kids may stop. They might collide. Someone could get hurt. You can poke an eye out. You cannot be playing tag. You know, dodgeball, thank God we got rid of. Because that not only was it humiliating.
What an amazing game that was. And they got rid of that game. You can't play that anymore, huh?
You can only hear stories about back in the day how you could play that.
Unbelievable. It's been outlawed.
Thank God the government is protecting us from ourselves. That is just, I feel a lot better.
It's too much.
Somehow, tags now slip through in New York. You can play tag. Feel free.
Thank God. Awesome. Lee, there is an alarming rate of eating disorders among Orthodox Jews. Did you know this?
Did not know this. And are we saying eating disorders are bad or good? Because there's an obesity epidemic. I think eating disorders aren't so bad anymore.
Yes, anything that says disorder means there's lack of order and there is a problem.
How can you complain about obesity on one hand and then eating disorders on the other hand? You know, pick one.
We have a
problem. Pick one fight to
fight. Houston, we have a problem.
Pick a fight to fight. One or the other, not both.
Let me just give you some of the statistics on this. This is interesting. There was a study that came out in 96, and it showed it was a study of an Orthodox high school in Brooklyn, found that 1 in 19 girls had an eating disorder, about 50% higher than in the general population.
That's not that many, 1 in 19?
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. That's 5%.
That's a lot. In 1996, the study was done with the agreement that it would not be published.
What percentage are
obese? Let me read this. The other study done in 2008 looked at 868 Jewish and non-Jewish high school students in Toronto and found that 25% of the Jewish girls suffered from eating disorders that merited treatment compared to 18% of the non-Jewish girls. So this has caused the Jewish community to look at this saying, what the heck is going on here? Why is there a greater prevalence of eating disorders among Orthodox Jews? There's also, and because obviously they're classifying this as a mental disorder, you know, and this isn't good, Lee, when you're, you know.
It's not good for your resume.
Well, you know, you got to realize that in the Orthodox community, women they're set up to be married. You know, the matchmaker thing still exists in the Jewish, in the traditions. So, again, this is frowned upon. It looks like there's a lot of pressure. There's a rigorous code of conduct, very few outlets of rebellion. They're expected to not have had sex until marriage. They do not date until they're starting to look for a husband. You can't even gossip. It's considered a sin as well. These are all things that this is all part of their life. And also, there's only a brief courtship once the matchmaking starts. And again, mental illness in a family can affect the chances of successful match. And, so these are all issues. And again, the other issue that's around here is that, remember, food is the centerpiece in these Orthodox communities. Friday night dinners, the traditional role is, making a big dinner. Saturday afternoon, another big dinner. You've created the perfect atmosphere for to create an eating disorder. So big problem. And looks like they're starting to address this within the community and trying to show that, that it's more important. It's not looking at this as God frowns upon you for being, you got to take care of your health before anything else. Primary. That's the number one concern. So, you create all these rules and regimens and all these things. It's more even trumped to even eat non-kosher food to get over this illness. Very difficult thing to treat. There happens to be a guy by the name of Rabbi David Goldwasser in Flatbush, Brooklyn, who has become the known Orthodox in the Orthodox world as the expert on eating disorders and counsels women from all over the world. And difficult problem. And I maybe we'll get him on the show.
Rabbi, I hope not.
Rabbi Goldwasser.
I don't think we will.
I think I'm gonna Google him and see if we can get
him on
the show.
Yes, Google him. Jump right on
that.
We have a huge Orthodox listenership.
we do.
Right on that.
Listen, if we don't, we should have one. We should start building it up, Lee. Don't you
obviously,
think?
Oh, there's a need.
Before we go, also, I saw the football schedule for next year. Looks like the Giants play the Dolphins.
I don't know. I haven't seen the schedule.
Yes, I think they're playing in New York.
Perfect.
So you'll have to speak to your friends about getting tickets for that.
Well, you're the ones with all the Giants.
I am
friends,
the one.
So
I'm
you
the,
can make
I
that
am
happen.
The one. So anyway, that was it. Okay. I want to thank our guests today for coming on the show. YogaTuneUp.com. Thank you, Jill Miller. Check her out. Check out her DVDs. Go to her website. Check all that stuff out. Very good. And for Lee Kinner, I'm Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time.